Has there been a royal disappearance? Where is Kate Middleton? Things are only getting stranger with the royal family as everyone wonders what's happening with them, especially with Kate Middleton, who was missing from the public eye for a period of time and maybe still is.
An official family portrait was released to the public to quell rumors, but it only added more controversy. It was quickly removed by the Associated Press after the photo was confirmed to be highly edited using AI, or using Photoshop at least, and possibly AI.
This only added more fuel to the theories about Kate Middleton's whereabouts. What do we know for sure, though? Tonight on Edge of Wonder, we'll talk about all of this, plus a live Q&A followed by a meditation prayer only on Rise.tv.
And of course, we'll also talk about the new video that was just released. Is it really Kate? Find out tonight, you guys. So we'll see you out
on the Edge. Well, gotta turn those on. Speaking of royal mishaps, we've got Ben back there.
Sorry about that. I was trying to turn those on and that didn't quite work. So anyway, whatever. Sorry about that.
You got one on.
Okay.
While I'm monologuing at some point, you can turn the other one on maybe.
Yeah, that was like, oh, sorry. That was kind of embarrassing. Sorry, guys.
Ben, how you doing?
Pretty good. How are you doing, Rob?
Pretty good. Yeah.
This has been strange. You know, at first I was like, oh, okay. So they released a video today. I think it came out maybe late last night or early this morning. But then after looking at it, I'm like, this is only adding way more questions to this whole weirdness going on already. So
why don't we dive into this? Talk about here. All of the scenarios that you can run on what's actually going on, right? But before we do that, we should probably get into this timeline of events that, well, actually, Ben, can you tell everyone basically what happened before we get into the timeline of what made all of this kind of so, you know, juicy,
you mean like the
conspiratorial?
Yeah. Okay. Well, so Kate Middleton was last seen on Christmas Day, basically, and then she went in for a surgery. And then ever since her, like an abdominal surgery, no one really knows what that was. Ever since then, she's been completely missing in action. And there's been photos, official photos released by Buckingham Palace. And now, you know, these are all these different photos. And then she was also supposedly seen leaving the hospital, which also adds more controversy to this whole thing. Is it really her? A lot of people suspect that it's not. We're going to dive into all these photos, like what's wrong with it, what actually happened, get into the TMZ photos and the video that was taken today, which is so mind-blowing because it's just this grainy kind of blurry video. And you're like, okay, wait a minute. You know, why don't they release the official video?
Could have been Bigfoot in there.
Could have been Bigfoot. Yes. All right. So, Rob, why don't you go through some of these timeline of events and then we'll kind of get into this photo.
So,
everything that's going on here.
We'll get you up to date on basically what's been going on. Okay. So, December 25th, 2023, Kate Middleton was last seen in public during a Christmas Day church service in Sandringham, England. Apologies if I butchered that. January 16th, 2024, Kate underwent an abdominal surgery and the palace released a statement saying she would be taking time to recover and would not be seen in the public until after Easter. Okay. All right.
After Easter. Okay.
Right. So it's not after Easter yet. Now, January 17, 2024, the palace released another statement saying the surgery was successful and that Kate would remain in the hospital for 10 to 14 days. Then January 20th, Prince William and the royal family visited Kate in the hospital, or around this time, you know, maybe not that exact date, but around this time. January 30th, the palace announced Kate had returned to Kensington Palace to continue her recovery. February 7th, 2024, Prince William returned to public duties in general, right? And then February 18th, which is, you know, a little over 10 days later, William attends the BAFTA Awards without Kate. But again, you know, they did say that she wouldn't be seen until after Easter. February 27, 2024, rumors began circulating about Kate's disappearance as she had not been seen in public since her surgery. Kensington gave an update on Kate's health, and Prince William stated he had to miss King Constantine's memorial service due to personal matters. March 4th, 2024, a grainy photo of Kate driving with her mother, Carol Middleton, was released, but the palace did not confirm its authenticity. March 10th, 2024, a photo of Kate with her children was released in honor of Mother's Day in the UK. This is the first photo released. People speculate it has been Photoshopped. I think speculation. It's not speculation. This was massively Photoshopped, just so that you know. And then Kate issues a public apology over this photo. Okay. Now, Kate acknowledged in a public apology that her Mother's Day photo was edited and apologized for any confusion those alterations caused. And she said, like many amateur photographers, I do occasionally experiment with editing, she said in a statement on X. I want to express my apologies for any confusion the family photograph we shared yesterday caused. I hope everyone celebrating had a very happy Mother's Day. Kate again signed her message C, as in her name, Catherine, I guess, her full name, Catherine. March 12th, 2024, the photo released on Mother's Day was revealed to have been digitally altered, and several news agencies pulled the photo from publication. Then March 14th, 2024, the news agency says Kensington Palace is no longer a trusted source. Kind of heating up a little bit, right?
Right.
Phil Chetwynd, global news director at Agency France Presse, I probably did not say that with a French accent, said in an interview with BBC Radio that Kensington Palace is no longer considered a trusted source after photo editing controversy. No, absolutely not, Chetwynd said. Like with anything, when you're let down by a source, the bar is raised. Chetwynd added that news agencies around the world called a meeting to address the issue once they realized the photo shared by the palace of Kate and her children was clearly violated their rules, leading them to issue a kill notice to publishers around the world. All right. Now, March 16th, 2024, Kate was spotted at a farm shop with William. Kate was seen looking happy, relaxed, and healthy on a visit to a local farm shop with William near their home in Windsor, England on Saturday, according to the UK's The Sun News.
Can you show that that video, or that just leaves the photo, Lindsay? It's in the Sun article.
Oh yeah, that's the video of them in the farm,
right?
The farm shop.
Yeah,
which is a farmer's market.
Yeah,
I guess,
and
in the US.
We will talk all about this video. So this supposedly was taken by a guy named Nelson Silva. He contacted Sun and TMZ about it, but there's a lot of things that people are pointing out in this video. One, she's been missing for months now. Everyone's wondering where she is. And then this kind of blurry photo gets published.
That does look like her, though. That is him. I mean,
wait till I show you some photos. And then you may think it could be somebody else. But the weird thing is that no one's looking at them. Like, here she is missing. They're just casually walking, and some dude's like, oh, I'm just going to take this. And they clearly have shopping bags. They went shopping. They had to interact with people. And no one's like, oh, yeah, well, hey, here's Kate. I'm just going to take a photo, you know, or whatever. And it's like this grainy video showed up, you know, and then it's published like right at this moment, at this time where she's like missing. It's just kind of weird. But we're going to get into that. But before we get into that video,
So maybe those were deep fakes.
I don't know. I really don't know. But I will show some stuff here in a little bit of revolving that video. But first, here's the photo that everyone is questioning right now. So the main thing that a lot of people noticed is this kid's hand right away. It's definitely like an
Is he giving gang signs? Is this like a British gang?
It's like he's got two fingers, two index fingers. You notice that? It's like it's over one finger, but then there's like another finger right there. So it looks like there's like two fingers simultaneously.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Where his index finger should be. That was the weird thing. And it's like that looks like something like AI, but there's a lot of heavy edited stuff in this photo. So for example, her skirt just kind of like goes off in the middle of out to nowhere here. So in other words, they added this skirt. Like it looks like she wasn't wearing this, or this is part of another photo. Or they moved her hands, or like her, well, then on top of it, this doesn't look, it's, if this is Kate's hand, they're saying one, it's a lot darker. It's very dark compared to the rest of the photo. Her other hand is even blurry, even though everything around here is in focus. So that doesn't make sense either. And she's missing her ring. Mm. So the other aspect is everyone's hair. Like her hair just cuts off here. Like it just cuts off. Like there should be hair there. Her hair is very blurry over here, even though everything else is clearly in focus. So her hair should clearly be in focus here. So this has been edited too. This whole area here has been edited, and her hair down here has been edited. And her boot is really weird too. It has like an extra part that's sticking out where it should be like just flat like this. It's not. So what's going on there with her boot? The window's been edited. These are also, it's almost like,
yeah,
it's like two photos. Like someone took a photo and someone took another photo. And like, I mean, I do this a lot in Photoshop, like cloning.
Is that just a crappy paint job though?
That's kind of what I'm thinking. And they're saying that this kid's mouth is not it's just not his original mouth. It's like they took another photo of this kid smiling and put it on this photo. And same thing. And you can see this. There's a tool you can use that you can like see where everything's been edited and all these parts have been edited in this photo. And her knee, something's up with her knee too. It's like not completely in focus. And it almost looks like it was like cloned as well. And then they just didn't do a very good job of like, see, it's like, it's almost like transparent. Yeah,
it's almost like it's blurry, like the background.
Yeah.
I know what you're saying.
It's really weird. Now, it
could be as in focus as everything else, like, you know, in that area.
Yeah. And the same thing with this kid's pants. It's the same thing with, so when you clone something, it's like, for example, let's say there's like a spot here and you're like, oh, or like maybe like just some random thing or a dirty spot where you can go in and like, okay, this is clean right here. I'll just copy this and put it over there. In fact, anyway, you know, so it's like, you can kind of do this, you know, like you just take one of these and then you kind of clone that part and you know you just move it around. So like literally that's what they were doing, and they just weren't doing a very good job of it. And I think they were just thought, oh yeah, no one's going to question this, you know, it's an official photo, it's published from AP. Yeah,
Buckingham Palace or whatever.
Yeah, so this kind of sparked all this like, okay, wait a minute, what is going on here? And then looking at the video, a lot of people felt like it looked staged. So as they're walking, it's like hey, this is Kate and, you know, Prince William, and they've been missing for forever. And then all of a sudden, like, no one's looking around at them. No one's finding it weird.
No one's approaching them. No one's, you know, trying to get an autograph or whatever. Right.
Yeah. Now some people have dived in. So it's Nelson Silva who took this, and this is in the original article. He doesn't say that. He's a Nelson, who's 40, took the video. He said he was shopping for steak. He spotted them and was like, oh my gosh, I have to go back and get my phone out of my car. And he said he just started filming it, and that's how he got them. But a lot of people are questioning this, and some people say that this Silva guy is a movie producer. The problem is there's so many people named Nelson Silva that it's kind of hard. There's one guy who's some top dude at Lego, like Legoland or something like that. And everyone has been bombarding him on LinkedIn, and he had to make an official statement on Twitter saying, like, I'm not this dude that took this photo. But there is a movie producer who's around 40 years old in the UK, and he's from Portugal originally. And some people are like, it's this guy who took it. And if this it is, and he's been making documentaries, it's kind of ironic, but I can't confirm whether it's this guy or not, this other Nelson Silva. This is his website right here. So some people are pointing it's this guy that took it, who is like a professional.
Nelson Costa Silva, I see.
Yeah. But I can't find anything to confirm that. So, and then, yeah, a lot of people have doubts. Even Daily Beast. The Daily Beast wrote, if the most famous woman in the world whose whereabouts has prompted the exchange of countless billions of terabytes of data in recent weeks, went to a kid's sporting match and farm shop over the weekend, wouldn't someone have gotten a photo? That was the other thing. She even went to her kid's sporting match, like a soccer game, and there's no photos of that either. It's like, if she went public, you would think that she would want a photo of her, like a professional photo saying like, yeah, I'm here, you know. It'd be different if she's like, okay, I'm in bed and I'm in pain and I'm hurting, I just don't want to see the world, I look ugly, okay, you know, I get it. But instead they keep like doing things to say like, she's fine. Well, okay, well, she's fine, show us the images.
Well, I mean, okay, but it is her prerogative. She wants to show herself or not. I think, you know, that video is more likely to be a deep fake. He found a couple that look kind of like her and then deep faked the faces onto them, you know?
Yeah.
It would be very easy to do that, you know, if you have that technology.
Yeah. Well, the other aspect is that, looking at the video, some people say that it's too tall to be Kate. That Kate, really, when she's standing next to Prince William, only comes up to her neck, and she's almost like, you know, most of her head there.
Well, is she wearing heels? Like boots?
It doesn't look like it. I mean, you know, I mean, there she looks like she would be wearing heels. You know, she might be wearing boots in the other one. It is possible. You know, I would have to look at we have to watch the full video.
She's probably wearing flats in this photo here. Like, you know.
Oh, yes, she is, actually. You're right. She is. And
here.
In that original photo. And that photo we just saw, you're right. She is wearing, like, flat shoes.
Right. It would go with that outfit. And then you've got this one where she could be wearing boots. Mm-hmm. And so she's a little bit higher than she normally would be. But it's very hard to tell with perspective here, too.
That is true.
What's going okay. on.
That is a good point, Rob. That's a really good point.
Well, let's see. However, where is the video? Can we see what kind of shoes she's wearing? Because we have that video, right?
Yeah. Well, we're going to show a trailer, and when we get back, we'll show the video, and then also we'll get into Rose Hanbury. And this is where the conspiracy really takes off.
I've got a bunch of wild conspiracy theory things to go over too. So, hey, you guys, we're going to show a trailer on the Border Wars documentary. This is a documentary we highly recommend you guys go check out. It's on salemnow.com. This documentary attempts to expose all of the illegal activity going on down at the border, where people are being human trafficked. There's all kinds of like crazy illegal activity that's happening down there. And it attempts to document as much of it as it possibly can to expose it, because people, any people out there on any side of the fence, need to know about what's actually happening down in our border. I mean, it's very easy for people to get distracted by all of the different things that are going down on in the world, but we actually have a crisis down there right now. And anyway, check out this documentary. Don't forget, it's at salemnow.com if you want to check it out. And definitely please, if you're, you know, like this kind of content, please support it and get the documentary. All right, thank you.
The southern border has created the biggest drug crisis and the biggest humanitarian crisis, and quite frankly, the biggest national security crisis to America.
When you first visit the border, nothing can prepare you for what it has become.
The border is just simply wide open.
These bracelets represent what group of coyotes they come in with.
Drugs.
There was enough fentanyl seized to kill every American.
Human trafficking.
I was 15 years old and I met my trafficker.
A security crisis.
How many people go missing? The caseload has got to be overwhelming.
And that's just the beginning of what we found. In the field, with the men and women who are doing something about it. A Riot original like you've never seen before. Border Wars.
Go ahead, Ben.
Yeah, you can find that over on salemnow.com. So definitely check that out. It's really great. A lot of work into it. So getting back into this, there's actually a breaking news. A BBC reporter says the woman photographed with Prince William was a Kate lookalike, and the Telegraph actually published this. And I guess this is her tweets are protected. This reporter. But people have taken screenshots of it, and sure enough, here it is. So,
I mean, there's all kinds of things that could be going on. Kate could just be wanting privacy right now, right? And the Buckingham Palace already said she isn't going to be seen until after Easter, but to kind of quell, you know.
Yeah, but then it's like, why are they releasing these photos and these things
But if we're following the narrative that she doesn't feel well, that she feels like she looks sickly and she doesn't want to appear looking sickly in public, the photoshopping makes sense. Her not being in public makes sense. Like all of that stuff makes sense. I mean, they already said she's not going to be seen until after Easter. Then they're like putting out a Photoshop on Mother's Day because they feel like they have to, because it's like it's the prince and princess, the future king and queen. I mean, maybe they're just doing it to try to keep up appearances, but like people are too smart and they're catching on. People aren't stupid.
You know? No, they're not at all. Unless it's somebody else altogether. So some people think that it is this woman named Rose Hanbury. And Lindsay, can you actually...
Is she British?
She definitely is, and I'll explain
with
this.
Name actually, like Hanbury, how can you not be?
Yeah.
That doesn't... Nah, this chick doesn't look like her.
Okay, so they've... She has been... her and Prince William have been accused of having an affair for years now. Okay. She's a friend of their... kind of the family she is. She's been... This has been an ongoing thing with headlines and rumors and all media, especially like the tabloids. She's been photographed with Prince William before. There she is there. Right. And also with Kate. She was also at King Charles' coronation. She's been at Prince Philip's memorial service and even Queen Elizabeth's funeral.
That does not look like the girl in that photo, though.
Her lawyers, I'm going to show another image that may change your perception. I don't know. But her lawyers actually put a rare statement yesterday through the Business Insider, which they said the rumors are completely false, denying any and all
improper.
Yeah. Between herself and William. And that's all they wrote. That's it. Now people are like looking at everything, including the ears. Lindsay, can you click right above where it says inner Yeah. Well, okay. That's yeah, you can look at that. And then the other photos
upset.
Where's the other one that's comparing her ears? Oh, it's the one above it. Sorry. And this one right there. Yeah, that one, Lindsay. So if you notice, sorry, I thought I had the photo in there. Okay, that's kind of comparing their ears together. So people are just saying that this doesn't look like Kate's ears, but it looks more like Rose.
It's a blurry friggin' photo.
This is the problem. Yeah.
You know, it's too hard to tell there, you know? People look into weird details in photos that aren't revealing enough information a lot of times, I found.
This one on the right is using AI. This is the image that people came up with, kind of to enhance the photo. And it does, it looks like, I mean, it doesn't look like Kate at all.
No, but you kind of can't trust the AI to
you can't
more information out of nothing, you know?
No, it's true. And then this is the other photo that supposedly is her coming out of the hospital. What's weird, though, is that the car, why does it have a no smoking sign on the car? And there's a sticker on it that's from the
Audi.
Yeah. So
it's not a no smoking sign. That's just a no, like it's probably a
rental car.
Yeah, it could be an Uber or some crap. Like not an Uber, but like
be an Uber.
No, and but like some kind of like formal taxi that the
Royals
have for stuff.
Yeah, but I don't know. That just doesn't look like Kate either.
I mean, they get driven around everywhere. This is not evidence of anything, right?
True.
I mean, we can agree on that.
But I mean, here's actually another post we can show. And looking at this, it does kind of, I don't know, I'll show this a little easier. It kind of, I mean, they both have very similar. So this is the TMZ released this brief video allegedly showing the two of them. You know, that's it, of course. This is more of a close up of it. But you're right. You know, it's too really blurry to tell. I mean, this does look like, kind of like Prince William with his teeth.
Yeah, it does. That looks,
you
like
know, him. But this photo, I mean, they both kind of have very similar hair. They both kind of have a similar face structure and smile. They have different eyes, but, you know, but anyway, he's been accused of, or they have been accused of having an affair for a while. So, and they haven't really denied it until today. So it's really hard to say exactly.
Yeah. So, you know? So to get into it a little bit, the conspiracies here overall, like how this has gotten blown into whatever proportion it's been blown into for a good reason, I think, but Kate Middleton has been killed just like Diana. Why? I don't know. Is it because of the mistress? Because the family is just evil? Who knows?
But well, there's other conspiracies that are out there that reason why she had an abdominal, surgery is that she was actually pregnant with the affair that she was having.
So she's having an affair too.
Yeah. And then there's two conspiracies. One is that she actually had a baby. The other one is that she had an abortion. And these are all like just completely rumors, conspiracies.
And this leads,
you know,
to the next kind of conspiracy that people are talking about, which is that Kate Middleton had a mental breakdown because her husband knocked up his mistress and used surgery as an excuse to leave her husband and cause chaos, the press and palace.
That's the other thing. Yes.
Now, another thing is another potential thing is that Kate Middleton really did have surgery and the palace just has terrible PR and it spun things way out of control because they can't handle things.
However, King Charles was also missing for a long time
It's probably really, you know, okay, I have two sides here. One is, you know, he probably just goes into hiding, but how could he disappear when his hands are huge? You could see them from any window in the house.
Yeah, they finally released some photos today, but again, I don't know. I mean, it's like, okay, it's probably, but why can't they do that with Kate? You know, they're like, oh, here he is meeting whatchamacallit. Yeah. This is a joke. it's so funny. And to make things even weirder, Obama was visiting the prime minister, the British prime minister, yesterday. And like, I mean, the media kind of briefly touched on it, but I mean, if Trump went over there and met with the prime minister, I'm sure they would all be reporting on it. Like, why is Trump doing this? So it's just so weird that Obama goes over there at the 10 Downing Street, which is the famous, it's like, you know, essentially kind of like the Capitol building and over here, I guess you could say, where all the politicians meet and everything else. So it's kind of like, why is Obama going over there meeting with the prime minister during all of this rumor and controversy, you know? So I have no answers there. They didn't know either. None of the media knew. They just said that he was meeting with it to talk about the Obama's foundation. That was the excuse that was used. So I have no idea. That's very vague. I have no idea what that means. But
he just thinks he's such a star, this guy. He really just eats it up. Like, he loves it.
It's like, yes, I'm here. It's like, okay. But anyway, back to what you're saying. So all the controversy now. So we kind of were getting into some. Is there anything else that you would say?
Well,
that...
okay. So the real big thing is just that there's it's what you said. It's that there is a big controversy over them having affairs on one another, and mostly Prince William, is that's his name, right? Having an affair on Kate with his mistress. And, you know, it's just causing a lot of issues.
But the other,
it's none of our business, honestly.
That's no, like, it really isn't at this point, you know. But I think like the other aspect is that is Kate Middleton dead was like has been trending everywhere. Yes. On every social media,
everywhere. Yeah, they just people speculate that she's dead because why Photoshop? Why, yeah, you know, do all the things that they're doing unless you know,
and that's. And that, you know, and I think that's what people were concerned about is like, are they hiding the fact that she died? And then they're like, we're going to make an announcement. And everyone's like, you know, they said this, I think Monday morning. Yeah,
they were not shy about telling the world when Diana died. So why would they be shy about telling the world if Kate Middleton died?
Well, that was a car crash and that was all being caught on the news, like in real time as
yeah,
it
but,
was happening.
But people are going to find out. So why delay?
People eventually find out. So I don't know. I mean, honestly, I don't think she's dead, but I mean, but then that was the other conspiracy is like, did someone kill her? Did she die in the hospital? Did she actually go in the hospital for some other reason? Did she have like a stroke? Did something else happen? I mean, there was all kinds of like, and it's like, honestly, it's kind of like, okay, why do we care so much? But at the same time, I think it's more the fact that it's like,
what are you hiding?
Like,
I think they've just gotten so used to manipulating photos and doing whatever they want that they're just lazy and they don't expect people. I mean, that's a possibility, but you know, this is interesting. BWW for real messaged in our chat and she said the flags went half staff at Kensington. What is that all about? That's where they live.
Well, so, okay. So I looked into this.
Yeah.
Because I thought it was real. It looks okay. Now I could be wrong about this, but it looks like it was from, it was a video that was posted like when Queen Elizabeth died or something like that. And that's why
yeah,
so
people
looks
do that.
it looks like an older video, but, I haven't 100% fact checked that. It was just like, that's some of the things that I was seeing, floating around on social media was like, oh, I think that was an older video. I don't think this is recent. So, and they were comparing it, the sky for one thing, and like how it's not in season or something like that. I don't know. It was too bright, but, again, you know, I would think if they did that, then it's like the media would be reporting on it too, instead of just like a video on social media, like, hey, wait, you know, cause I mean, I was even surprised the Daily Beast is like, hey, we're not buying this either. And even, one of the Cohen brothers, Andy Cohen. Okay. No, I'm sorry. Yeah. He jumped on, he made a post on Twitter and he said, that ain't Kate. That's all he said about the video. So, I don't know. I think, did we say that or not?
I think that was a deep fake. It makes the most sense that was a deep fake, you know, where they put the faces onto two people. AI basically will map the face and then put it on, you know?
And the fact that TMZ keeps having the photos, everything that's been coming out of Kate is, I mean, of course, it's kind of like whoever wants to pay the most money for this stuff, you know, but it's just weird that it's like they're in public and it's like the Daily Beast said, but she went to a sporting game for her kids and no one took a single photo. It's like, oh, hey, that, maybe there's kids.
That doesn't
like,
matter.
Especially if her kids are there, you know, you would be like, oh, let's just take, you know, like, let's just see if Kate's here. I mean, everyone would be looking. I mean, how can you do something? How can you just, you can't just like show up in a random car. I mean, maybe they can. Maybe that's like one way they can get around is like, okay, we don't want a whole entourage because we're going to draw attention to ourselves. But still, like, not anyone, no one recognized her. So, I don't know. Anyway, it's just weird.
Who put that up?
Speaking of reptiles, we do have a whole series of the reptilian series that we did. And of course, we had to get into Queen Elizabeth. And we talk about it from more of kind of like a half joking way. But these episodes that we do or that we did, we really showed true stories that were printed in the media throughout the last 100 years of random or not random, but different sightings, famous sightings. And so it's not really talking about it from like the, you know, the
David Icke perspective.
Yeah. The shape shifting reptilians. It's coming from more of a research based kind of standpoint. And we have a whole series of them. And these are all different creatures that were being found. And this catacombs one, that was what the LA Times printed on their front page in 1932. Yeah. All yeah. about the lizard people who live under the catacombs, and you can look it up, 100% real. And it was a massive story that they printed. So
it was a great, great decade. Actually, the first half of the 19th century was great for news.
It really was.
And it all went to hell.
Controlled. All right, we need to jump over to Rise TV right now, and we're going to leave Rumble, Facebook, Conjuring World, Twitter, and everywhere else. Head over to Rise TV for only $12.99 a month and support what we do, or you can try a 2-free-week trial by clicking in the description below wherever you're watching this video. So, of course, on every show, we always have a live Q&A that we get into some serious conversations on there, and sometimes that's even better than what we present during the show. And of course, at the end of every Tuesday, we do a live meditation / prayer with all of you, just to, you know, with everything that is going on in the world right now. So come over and join us and check it out. Meanwhile, we're going to
glowing slit eyes, webbed toes, scaly body. It's the Lizard Man. Ah! A hidden catacomb city underneath Los Angeles. Wild creatures of the woods. Cattle mutilations. Devilish appearances. And UFOs.
You know, out of all the craziest theories out there, none is more fascinating than the idea that giant reptilian beings, serpent people, Dracos, lizard people, could really exist.
Buried newspaper reports, first-hand witnesses, questionable drawings, and even photos that will make you question, is it real?
So is this all a giant hoax, or is there actually something to this reptilian agenda?
Join Edge of Wonder for a series on the real reptilian sightings in history.
From a haunted doll that won't go away,
to the mysterious disappearance of a college student,
from the infamous Stanley Hotel
to a message in a tombstone.
There's plenty to keep you up at night, so sit back, grab a friend, and huddle up by the campfire, because these stories will chill you to the bone.
In this episode of Edge of Wonder, join us as we get spookier and peer into the paranormal world.
Our world is full of mysteries, unexplained phenomena, metaphysical encounters, and of course, divine miracles that can't be explained.
And they might just leave you frozen in fear, like our first mystery on the list, the Haunted Elsa doll.